This hour brought to you by GCNLife.com. Live younger, look younger, feel younger at GCNLife.com.
Free Talk Live.
It's Free Talk Live at Freedom Fest 2019. Doing some bonus interviews just because there's way too much content to pack into all 4 days. Here at Freedom Fest. You can go to freedomfest.com to learn more about the event as we continue. And gentleman just walked up to the table here, Mark, as we were finishing our previous interview and handed us, and I'm gonna want to look at these again here because they are beautiful, the Utah Goldback.
Right. Instead of a greenback, it's a goldback.
Right, which is an actual physical currency.
It's got gold in it.
That appears to have gold in it. I'm persuaded. This does appear to be. It looks like 1/100th of a troy ounce of gold, with a and then also a 1/200th of a troy ounce of gold. Jeremy Corden is with us. Jeremy, welcome. Are you the CEO, founder? Tell me what this is about.
I'm one of the founders. Mm-hmm. So the Utah Goldback is 1/1000th of an ounce of gold. And it is the world's first $2.50 gold product. You know, we've had this problem for all of human history where you can't really use gold to buy small things, right?
That's right.
And this is from, you know, the dawn of time, right? So if you wanted to use gold to buy something, you're buying property, or you're going to the money changers and you're changing it for silver or copper, or when you get more advanced, you have a silver, copper, gold standard, you know, think copper penny, silver dollar,
mm-hmm. Right.
$20 gold piece. We've had to do that because gold's never been good for small transactions. And the Utah Goldback uses the powers of capitalism to shatter that because with a thousandth of an ounce, with a very, very low premium, we've been working on the process for a decade getting it to a low premium.
Really?
Well, it used to be if you buy a thousandth of an ounce, you're looking at a 500, 600% premium.
Right, because there's a lot of process involved in making these things, I imagine. I mean, these are very beautiful notes. This has to be expensive.
It's cheaper than it used to be.
Okay.
You know, so we were able to do the one gold back for $2.50. So okay. It's ideal for buying a dozen eggs or a loaf of bread, and in that way, it's very world-changing. And we've taken this to Utah to do a local currency in the state, and we're signing up hundreds of businesses in the state of Utah.
Wow.
To accept the gold back as currency. We've got a 1, a 5, a 10, a 25, and a 50.
So unlike, say, a United States silver certificate, which used to exist, where you could take this piece of paper given out by the federal government and go get a certain amount of silver, this contains the precious metal in it.
Yes.
Right there.
Right, because the gold standard or the silver standard was really just it's a fancy way of saying we got your gold somewhere else.
Yeah, mm-hmm. Somebody else has your money.
Here's a receipt. You use these receipts. They're kind of like sound money. And don't worry, we got this big old fancy, you know, lockbox somewhere. And, you know, I think people really, really love, or a lot of people want the gold standard back because they love sound money.
Right.
When, you know, in reality, the gold standard was a disappointment in the sense that if you have a silver certificate today, every silver certificate is a broken promise.
Right. You cannot turn that in for silver.
And if you have a coin from ancient Athens, 2,000 years later, those are still worth something. And they've
right.
been worth something the entire time, and that's what we've created with the goldback. The goldback is a currency that cannot and will never go to zero.
Tell me about the businesses here. So you said you've got hundreds of businesses that have signed up already?
Yes. So we're going to be...
Are these circulating now?
So we're kind of doing a sneak peek for Freedom Fest. The mm-hmm. ones and fives that I showed you are the very first ones printed.
Wow.
You know, or they're among the first ones printed. You know, we're selling okay. a few of them here. We're limiting people to like $100. We're going to be going to farmers markets all over the state of Utah. And we're going to be going to kind of small, you know, events throughout Utah. And the very end of September, we're going to unveil the list of business owners that are willing to accept the gold back as a prepaid access currency system. And so far, I'll tell you, we have insurance companies. We have grocery stores. We have car dealerships. We have hardware stores. We have, you know, every type of business you can imagine. I tell people the only one that we haven't signed up yet is a gas station. But we're signing up on average 3 or 4 a day. And
so is this Utah-wide, or is it...
This is Utah-wide.
Okay.
Utah-wide.
Do you think this is because of the Mormon history in Utah, that the people in Utah may be a little more likely than, let's say, New Yorkers to appreciate gold and to understand the value of precious metals?
You know, there's a little bit of a yes and no. There's a little bit of a prepper mentality
right.
in Utah. You had the prophet Ezra Taft Benson. You know, he... He promoted the book, None Dare Call It Conspiracy. Mm. A lot of the John Birch Society is very deep in Utah. But here you have the LDS Church, and they say, hey, you know what? You need a year's supply of food, because guess what? You're going to need it. You know, so mm-hmm. you know, maybe 1 in 3 houses or 1 in 4 houses has a year's supply of food in Utah. Now, if you take that message, you go to someone in Utah, and you say, well, you know, or you probably suspect that someday your currency will be worthless, and that's why you need a year's supply of food.
Right.
It says that right at Welfare Square in Salt Lake City. Wouldn't it be nice if those gold coins you were saving for that day were usable? I mean, what's your plan? What's your plan? You're gonna come out into the post-apocalyptic street market with your 1 kilo bar trying to buy toilet paper?
I need toilet paper, yeah.
Yeah, well, okay, well, fine. Maybe you get silver. Well, that's going to be too much.
Yeah.
You know, and that's really where the one gold, Utah goldback shines, is it's perfect.
And it does shine.
It does shine.
It's pretty.
And, you know, you can read more about it, utahgoldback.com.
You need to not just read about it. You need to go see this product. I'm sorry you can't hold it in your hands.
Yeah, it's going to be different looking at it online.
It's rough on radio.
even online, you still are dealing with a photograph of what is ultimately a very shiny, reflective product. It's got to be hard to take a good picture.
It's very hard to take a gold picture. And they're durable, you know. They're designed to circulate. They're designed to be used.
It's mixed in with plastic, obviously.
Right? It's got a polymer. I mean, these things aren't that thick. If there wasn't like a plastic coating on it, they'd fall apart in your hands.
It's basically a bill, but it's a bill that contains the gold that it's backed by. Backed by is not even the right term.
right. You know, and it might even be more accurate to call it like a plastic coated coin. You know, the only place that people can really even get these things right now is through the United Precious Metals Association, which is upma.org.
You can get them?
You can.
Okay.
You can pre-order them. You can pre-order them. Otherwise, you have to show up at an event in Utah.
Right.
But we will ship them out of the state. These will be available at almost every single coin store in Utah.
Wow.
But the idea here is we're creating a space where sound money will be used and circulated for... Utah will be the only place of sound money in the world.
Yeah, Utah has within the last decade or so, passed a law that made gold a currency.
Right. So one of our partners wrote that law. It was Larry Hilton. It's the Utah Legal Tender Act.
Yep.
And because of that law, the one Utah goldback, we believe, is legal tender in the state of Utah.
I believe you're right.
So, you know, now you have an alternate legal tender currency that is endorsed and sealed by the state of Utah as currency in the state that's being used as a local voluntary currency in Utah. So today, in Utah, you can use sound money to pay for almost everything except federal taxes. Which, you know, I mean, you could probably try to ask the Fed if, you know, or the federal government.
I wouldn't
would
give them my
these.
Money. I wouldn't give them my gold.
Don't give them my gold. Give them the cash.
The one is a 1/1000th
yep.
of a troy ounce. And you're saying that's worth what right now? Is an ounce of gold is what, 1400, 1500, something like that?
Right. Now,
this has got to be worth more than that because of all the you know, the
premium,
the value that's added in the manufacturing process, right?
Right. So, you know, there's kind of like the rule of large numbers and bulk pricing. You know, people kind of get that. If you go to Home Depot and you buy 1,000 bags of cement,
you're
going to get a better price than, you know, than buying a little bit of cement. If you buy a bucket of screws, you're going to get a better deal than buying 5 screws.
Yeah.
And the same thing is true with gold. It used to be with this technology, you were looking like at a 500 or a 800% premium, you know, just because it was very expensive to do. But we've gotten the technology refined to the point where we can have one universal premium for all the different gold backs that we're doing. So they're interchangeable, and the premium is a lot lower. So the one Utah gold back, if you were to melt it down and get like a little BB of gold, it'd be smaller than a BB. It'd be like a pen tip of gold. You know, that's going to have like a $1.42 melt value. But we're retailing these things for $2.50. because, you know, a 1 kilo bar, which is what the spot price is based off of, is easier to make than 32,000 individual gold bars.
Oh, sure it is.
All right, hold that thought. Can you stay with us for another segment here, Jeremy?
Sure.
We got more coming up here from Freedom Fest. It's Free Talk Live, and we'll learn more about the Utah Goldback at utahgoldback.com. More coming up.
This is a special alert for business owners, consultants, coaches, folks planning retirement, entrepreneurs, and anyone who is saving and investing to build a financial future. You are likely aware that financial privacy for most people has recently died a miserable death. And let's face it, without privacy, there really is no security, is there? Bankrupt governments and banks on the verge of collapse are perhaps the biggest threat to your financial future today. The Lighthouse Law Club recognizes this and has been working diligently to provide safe, secure, and productive tools to ensure your privacy, your financial security, and your future financial well-being, despite the catastrophes which many people fear are looming ahead of us. Find out more with a variety of free videos on the YouTube channel for Lighthouse Law Club. Just search YouTube for Lighthouse Law Club and secure your future today.
Does your dog itch, scratch, stink, or shed like crazy? Come to Dynavite for help.
Order a 90-day supply of Dynavite.
Dynavite is nutrition.
Pick up 2 bottles of LicoChops. Get the 3rd bottle free.
New improved LicoChops with omega-3, omega-6, vitamin E.
And now, 6 extra direct-fed microbials.
Even better for the digestive tract and immune system.
Try LicoChops. Buy 2, get 1 free.
At Dynavite.com.
DINOVITE.com.
Gold has definitely been on the move recently, and there is no more secure investment historically. McIlvany ICA has been helping people take delivery of precious metals and find storage options for decades. They've helped thousands of investors with their precious metal IRAs. Call ICA today for your free portfolio review at 800-525-9556 or download their free report online at ICAGoldSilver.com to learn how you can double your gold and silver ounces even within an IRA. 800-525-9556. ICAGoldSilver.com.
We depend on our drinking water supply daily, but where does that water come from? Your water provider encourages you to get to know your local water source so together we can protect and preserve it. The investments we make as a community to protect our water source now ensure we have a sustainable drinking water supply for the future. Visit drinktap.org to learn more. This message is brought to you by the American Water Works Association and your local water provider.
Have you checked your Google search results lately? Search results are usually the first impression that people form of you or your business. So make sure that they create a positive impression with Reputation Defender. What the internet says about you can have a big impact on your life and your livelihood, even if it's not true. Fortunately, you can now control how you look online and in online search results with Reputation Defender. Call 800-831-0771 now. That's 800-831-0771. For your free reputation analysis. If you have negative material from an ex-employee, upset patient, or former client, newspaper article, legal issue, social media, or other source showing up in your search results, you can combat it with Reputation Defender. Our dedicated experts in patented technology can help make your online search results look their best. Call 800-831-0771 to learn more. 800-831-0771. That's 800-831-0771.
Do you feel like many of us, all the distractions in the world taking our minds and focus off what really needs to get done day to day? Well, Jeunesse has a dietary supplement called Mind to help with mental distraction, and it supports memory function. Go to GCNLife.com now to check it out. You're only at your best when your mind is at its best. Go to GCNLife.com or call toll free 844-443-6637. That's GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
This is Free Talk Live. Call in toll free, 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live. We are here at Freedom Fest 2019. Go to freedomfest.com. Learn more about it as Mark continue with some extra bonus interviews
here as we continue into our Sunday edition of the show, talking about precious metals, turning it into useful money with the Utah Gold Back. And we're going to continue with Jeremy Corden here, but I also want to let you know that Free Talk Live is brought to you by local.bitcoin.com, because if you are ready to buy or sell your Bitcoin Cash or want to buy some Bitcoin Cash, you can do that with dozens of payment methods, including PayPal, Venmo, bank deposits, remittances, cash in person. You might even find somebody who's willing to take precious metals for Bitcoin, although you usually have to ship them, which gets a little complicated. But you can go to local.bitcoin.com. But they actually even have cash by mail as an option. So it's not uncommon for people to ship valuable things through the mail to get cryptocurrencies like Bitcoin Cash. The communications between buyers and sellers on the site are encrypted, so you don't have to worry about somebody snooping, some governmental agency or whatever, snooping on your discussions with buyers and sellers. And there's no so-called know-your-customer requirements. All those ID requirements those other sites have, they don't have it at local.bitcoin.com. So get on over there, and you can buy and sell Bitcoin Cash. I've done it, and I've got ads up every single day there, and several other Free Talk Live hosts are doing it regularly there as well at local.bitcoin.com. You know, Jeremy, we've had a long history here on Free Talk Live with alternatives to the government money that we've been saddled with for so long. We go all the way back to the Liberty Dollar, which you have you ever heard of them before?
Oh, I've heard of the Liberty Dollar.
Yeah, so
I can't imagine
me,
you haven't.
We've had more than one person ask us about it.
Yeah, so it goes all the way back. They got raided, I think, in 2007 after about a decade plus of being kind of the top alternative to the U.S. dollar in the marketplace. They the federal government came to their vault. Their mint has a vault, and they came there and they raided the vault. And they took all their gold and their silver and even copper coins. They had these Ron Paul.
They had to return it, though.
After years,
but
they had to return it. And I didn't collect mine because I didn't want to give the court my information, so that somebody still got that silver. Anyway, this is not going to suffer the government raiding problem that the Liberty Dollar suffered. Just for the listeners just tuning in, we're talking about an actual physical note. It's not even notes, not even the right word, because a note's evidence of debt. A physical piece, a full, you know, bendable, you know, this is something you could put in your wallet. It's a piece of gold, and it's mixed with a polymer, as you were saying. It's the Utah Gold Back.
Yeah, it's like a gold coin shaped like a bill.
That's right, and it acts like
floppy
a bill.
And yeah, it's just
you could bend it and put a crease in it if you.
We call them gold backs.
Yeah,
and that's sort of off the old greenback term, right?
You know, the gold back is kind of a fun play on words because the back of the gold back is gold. It's a golden back.
That's right.
It's also gold backed, and gold's also back. And then if you're really educated, you could say you know, well, it's kind of like the greenback. That wasn't our original intent behind the naming, but it actually works really well, you know, for those educated people out there.
They're beautiful. Who did the artwork?
We have a local artist in Utah. It's actually one of the other founders' mother. She has about 30 years worth of experience drawing female figures. And we use...
And who doesn't like to look at those?
Who doesn't like to look at female figures? So we're doing the Lady Virtues. So we have Prudence, Veritas, all the way up to Libertas, which is Liberty, on the 50.
So it's 1, 5, 10, what was it, 25? What were the
25 and 50.
And these are just sort of arbitrary numbers that you assign.
No, they're not arbitrary. There's a reason why we don't do a 20, we do a 25. The reason for that is because the 20 doesn't make any sense. I mean, think about it. Is there a 20-cent coin?
No.
You know why? Because that would be stupid. I mean, the reason why we had a $20 bill is because that was based off the value of gold, a $20 gold piece.
Right.
Right.
A silver ounce was $1. A gold ounce was $20.
Right. So mathematically, it doesn't make a lot of sense to use a 20, and we're not based off the Federal Reserve system. You know, and we make that very clear by using a 25 instead of a 20.
And I see here, so now it's making a little more sense now that I'm looking closer at it. So the 1 is 1/1000th of an ounce. The 5 is 1/200th, a.k.a. 5/1000ths.
Right. Okay. And we had a big debate internally whether we wanted to say 5/1000ths or 1/200th.
Yeah, well, you know, fractions, they're fun. Only country on earth that, you know, slaps down a math problem and calls it a number.
Right, that's right. That's absolutely right. But I want to address the Liberty Dollars issue because, you know, I'd heard this story, you know, and it kind of, you know, it was like, the government kind of felt like the boogeyman in that sense. You know, here there's people, you know, and they're kind of doing their own thing and they're trying to make a sound money. And then the boogeyman shows up and just shuts everything down and says, hey, you can't do that. And that really kind of created like this big cloud of concern when we're working on the gold back, because you don't want to fight the boogeyman. And one day I was on the Learning Channel, and as the Learning Channel, they did a video on Bernard von Nothaus, who's the founder of Liberty Dollars. And it's a really interesting video because you have Bernard von Nothaus talking and the Federal Reserve spokesperson. I don't know how you get that job. They were talking. And she says this really interesting thing. She says, you know, yes, you can do local currencies and, you know, yeah, you know, your community might accept them. But you can't, like, go to the bank and, like, you know, you can't go to the bank and turn it in and get credit for it. And I thought that was kind of an interesting thing to say. And in the next scene, Bernard von Nothaus is shown with the $10 silver Liberty Dollar thing, and he shows the viewer how to use them. He goes up to a sandwich shop that's probably never heard of the guy, right, and he presents this, and he says, this is the new $10 silver. And the woman behind the counter says, what on earth? And, you know, and she has never seen one before. Mm-hmm. And he says, it's the new $10 silver, you know, like, and I think a reasonable person might think the mint might have made it. And she, you know, they're freaking out back there, and he, you know, they take it, and he leaves with the sandwiches. He says, well, just like that. Now, what they got him for was counterfeit.
That's right.
That's right.
Because the $10 silver was based off 10 Federal Reserve notes of value, and he tried to spend it as a Federal Reserve note, and he wasn't clear that it was sound money. Those people had never heard of that program.
Clearly, that's not going to happen with yours.
No. I mean, these things are worth more than a dollar.
So they don't say dollar on them, do they?
And they don't say. They say they're not dollars.
Right. Now, I saw the same video, and the thing that I wondered when I saw it was, first off, it's television, right? And
sure.
TV, turns out most of the TV that I see is not really what happened. Mm-hmm. And so I don't know what happened when Bernard von Nothaus walked up to this lady. I don't know if she's an actor. I don't know if it's her sandwich shop. I don't know if he portrayed it as, you know, I don't know anything other than, yeah, I mean, I get it that, you know, that video was probably the most persuasive things to the jury, but I still don't know what happened. Did they have
anyone testify? Well, there was $4 worth of silver in that thing, you know? So what are you doing selling a round for $10 and passing it off as a $10 coin when there's $4 worth of silver? That was the government's case, and I don't think that was a terrible case to have against Liberty Dollars. They should not have called them dollars. Well, and we're not trying to do anything similar.
A dollar is a measurement of silver, and a dollar was an ounce at one point. Mm-hmm. It's the government that has now usurped the terminology.
Sure.
I mean, so, you know, I understand that you probably have some difficulties with your currency.
Right,
and Bernard,
right. And I guess what I'm saying is it was muddy enough for a jury to say this looks like counterfeiting.
I've never had much value for a jury anyway. I mean, why would I take 12 people off the street and ask them, have a government expert, you know, ask them to find somebody guilty while the rest of us are here, like, please, please don't.
Right.
Well, I mean, as far as it goes, the Liberty Dollar had a website on it. The government's never been so forward-thinking as to put their website on any other currency. You had to look at it. I get it. I mean, on both sides, somebody certainly could have passed off the Liberty Dollar as something.
I didn't want to get too deep into the Liberty Dollar here. I'd rather talk more about the gold back. Do you want to stay for more, Jeremy?
Sure.
I don't know if they're going to kick us out here. It's getting late. We'll continue with one more segment here on Free Talk Live on the Sunday show. Come on.
Don't you hate that feeling in the pit of your stomach when the police pull you over? Most people have no idea how to handle it properly, and they promptly get fed into the municipal fee-generating meat grinder. Or maybe you recall that feeling you get when you go to the mailbox and see one or more letters from the IRS. You get a sense of impending doom, don't you? So let me ask you, if you could learn how to use the law to beat the IRS, traffic tickets, almost any courtroom scenario, collectors, credit card debt, and even a mortgage debt because of fraud perpetrated against you, would that be worth knowing about? Don't laugh. Investigate. Check out the life-changing benefits of the Lighthouse Law Club at their website, lighthouselaw.club. That's lighthouselaw.club. And while you're at it, visit the Lighthouse Law Club YouTube channel. You might be in for a pleasant surprise.
You- USA Radio News with John Hunt.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Gerald Nadler from New York said that former Special Counsel Robert Mueller's report presents very substantial evidence that President Donald Trump is guilty of high crimes and misdemeanors. Speaking with Fox News Sunday ahead of Mueller's anticipated congressional testimony on Wednesday, Nadler added that we have to let Mueller present the facts to the American people and then see where we go from there, because the administration must be held accountable. No administration can be above the law. On CBS's Face the Nation, House Intelligence Chairman Adam Schiff from California said he wants Mueller to bring his report to life during the testimony, explaining it to Americans who have not yet read it. And the British Open, the final major of the year, was won by Shane Lowry at 15 under. Tommy Fleetwood finished second at 9 under. Tony Finau at 7 under. And tied for fourth, Westwood and Koepka at 6 under. This is USA Radio News.
Tired of overpaying for the little blue pill? What if you could get the exact same results for just a fraction of the price, guaranteed? Well, now you can with Sildenafil, the active ingredient in the blue pill. With 20 milligram generic Sildenafil tablets, you get the exact same results for less than $2 per pill, and again, the results are guaranteed. That's right, absolutely guaranteed results for a fraction of the cost of the little blue pill. So give your wallet a break and call us toll-free at 800-365-6017 to get your generic Sildenafil delivered discreetly to your door. And of course, while saving hundreds of dollars, you'll also be saving time by saying goodbye to those long, embarrassing pharmacy lines once and for all. Again, just call 800-365-6017 and get your generic Sildenafil with a 100% money-back guarantee. Getting your pills doesn't get any easier or cheaper than this, so call 800-365-6017 now.
Individuals and businesses with tax problems, listen carefully. Do you feel like you're losing control over your finances? If you owe over $10,000 in back taxes or have unfiled tax returns, we can help you take back control. The IRS is the largest and most aggressive collection agency in the world, and they can seize your bank account, garnish your paycheck, close your business, and file criminal charges. Take control of your tax problems now by calling the experts at Tax Mediation Services and take advantage of the Fresh Start program and new laws that may allow us to negotiate a settlement for the lowest amount possible. Our team of tax attorneys and enrolled agents can stop collections and get you protected so you can take control of your financial future. Tax Mediation Services is accredited by the Better Business Bureau. Call now for a free case review and a price protection guaranteed quote.
Call Tax Mediation Services now at 800-301-5435. That's 800-301-5435. 800-301-5435.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
Talk Live at Freedom Fest 2019. Go to freetalklive.com. You can grab archives from the last several days. When we've been here in Las Vegas, the Paris Hotel for Freedom Fest. Their website is freedomfest.com. Also, you know, we're talking about great alternatives and liberty-friendly businesses. And if you've got, if you are an individual who rejects the initiation of force and you agree to abide by the ethics of the non-aggression principle, get on over to liberty.menu where you can list the thing that you do. Maybe you've got an alternative currency you want to promote. Maybe you've got a business that you're running. Maybe you've got digital content that you're the creator of and you want other liberty-minded folks to know about it. This is the key Liberty Business Directory, and it's free to use, so there's no reason not to, unless, of course, you don't want people to know that you care about freedom. Go to liberty.menu and list yourself there. You can use code FTL to get a special Free Talk Live listener badge for your profile, and there is a bit of a social networking aspect to the site as well. Ratings and reviews, of course, over at liberty.menu. As we continue here, talking about the Utah Goldback with Jeremy Corden, who is one of the founders of the Utah Goldback, just absolutely beautiful pieces that are not backed by gold, but actually gold in a kind of a wallet-style, foldable bill-looking form. I mean, I don't know how best to describe this. They're stunning. That was a
pretty good job. That was a pretty good job. These are small, spendable increments of gold.
Yeah.
That's kind of the point.
And they're just launching, basically. You've got a few for sale here, but you don't really have them officially for sale yet in any meaningful way.
So, yeah, Freedom Fest is kind of a sneak peek.
Yeah.
These are going to be available for sale at some events throughout Utah that we're going to be doing. You could probably pick some up at the United Precious Metals Association, which is in Alpine, Utah. But by the end of September, we plan on being in just about every coin store inside the state of Utah. And if you're outside of Utah and you're interested in a spendable gold, a $2.50 gold product,
mm-hmm.
you can probably buy them online and have them shipped to you. And, you know, we'll have a full list of all the retailers that sell these things that we know of on UtahGoldBack.com.
Now, one of the difficult parts of this, and having been, we were talking about the Liberty Dollar before, and I mentioned to you on the break there that I was a Liberty associate, as they called it, with the Liberty Dollar back before they got raided. You had mentioned that when Bernard spent, the founder of the Liberty Dollar, spent the Liberty Dollar, the $10 piece, he was pawning off a $4 or $5 amount of silver for $10. Well, in the same way that, you know, any product that you sell, I'm selling some eggs, cooking some eggs for somebody, I'm selling them 30 cents worth of eggs for $3, you're selling a certain amount of gold for an amount over the value of the gold. So there's nothing inherently wrong. Like, if I can get somebody to pay $10 for what I paid $5 for, then, you know, that's their choice. As long as it's honest, as long as they know that what they're getting is an ounce of gold. And I think that's where the Liberty Dollar went wrong, was some of the things they were recommending could have been seen as not as honest as maybe they could have been. This, on the other hand, the Utah Goldback, it's pretty straightforward. I mean, it tells you on there what the amount of gold is. The lowest denomination is 1/1,000th of an ounce of gold. And but, you know, there's a certain price to that of the gold, but there's also value in the minting process or the manufacturing process. And what that value is completely up to the buyer, right? Like, you guys are going to come to somebody and ask for X amount. If I wanted to buy these two notes that you have here, well, not only are they the amount of gold, but they're also two of the first ones you've ever minted. So it could be worth even more, right, because of that sort of collectible value on top of it.
I suppose if we wanted to sell it that way.
Which you're not doing necessarily,
no,
but...
Not,
and are they dated? Is there? I didn't
know.
Yeah,
notice. These are 2019s.
Okay.
Yeah, and there's probably going to be a lot more 2020s and 2019s. We actually sold over $1 million worth of gold backs before the first ones were printed because there was that much excitement.
Pre-orders. Wow.
Well, that's impressive.
Yeah, I got to say, I mean, they are an impressive product. I mean, anybody that appreciates precious metals is going to be interested in this. Now, you told me off the air, and the gentleman standing behind you from, is it Valerium?
He's also one of the founders. We're here with the Valorum booth.
Valorum, I'm sorry. Okay, so I saw their booth earlier, and I noticed that these look very similar. I'm like, well, is this the same product? And you said you're working with this company. We haven't interviewed them yet, but they caught my eye, and these things are very eye-catching, very beautiful. What is it that they do, if you don't mind just kind of giving a, you know, how are you different from what Valorum does?
So Valorum is the printing company.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, that's what it boils down to, and they do work for other companies like ours.
Gotcha.
So they're the printers themselves.
And are they Utah-based?
They're based in Oregon.
Ah, okay. All right. So this there's over $1 million worth of pre-orders on this thing. You're planning on launching basically this fall.
Right.
Fulfilling all those pre-orders. One of the bigger challenges, I think, that you know, the Liberty Dollar had, and any silver currency or anything that actually has real value associated with it, is, of course, the Gresham's Law, right, where the individual is more likely to spend the money that's worth less. So if I've got these beautiful gold notes, you know, in my possession, and I've got these crappy U.S. dollars, I'm going to want to spend the U.S. dollars. I mean, I want to get rid of this crap, and I want to hold on to the gold. How do you overcome that challenge with actually getting people to spend these things?
Well, there's two ways to do that challenge. The first thing is that people need a place to spend gold. Right? I mean, if you can't spend your gold...
Well, yeah, if no one accepts it, yeah.
Right, if no one accepts it, that's a problem. So, you know, part of signing up hundreds of Utah businesses across the entire business sphere lets you practically keep the gold. Because if you take that approach with Gresham's Law and you say, well, I'm just going to spend the crappy stuff,
mm-hmm.
I think Gresham's Law really applies like in the 1964 scenario where we're getting out of silver coinage and into crappier silver coinage,
right.
And they're mixed together. They're mixed together, and it's like, well, we're presenting these things that aren't the same as the same. That's Gresham's Law.
Right. Gresham's Law has to do with government money.
It's pulling
so it does not actually
I don't agree.
Apply here.
I think it absolutely applies. I mean, we see it with cryptocurrency where...
You didn't write Gresham's Law.
Okay, well,
Gresham's
whatever. I'm just telling you it
I'm
applies.
Not saying that what you're not... I'm
whatever.
Not
whatever you want to call it. Okay? Call it Edge's Law, okay? Whatever.
Call it
it's, a,
what,
it's a different law. We come across this in New Hampshire where we're kind of like a cryptocurrency hub there. There's a lot of local businesses that are taking cryptocurrency where we are living in Keene and out in Portsmouth, New Hampshire. And it's hard as hell to get crypto people who love cryptocurrency, who should understand that spending crypto helps the crypto economy and helps, you know, get people acclimated to it. But yet they want to hold on to it because they're thinking it's going to go up in value.
Right. And I think you hit the key point what I was going to tell you. If you were an early Bitcoiner and you bought the two pizzas for 10,000 Bitcoins, you're probably regretting it by now.
Don't think so, but
But maybe. I mean, but if you spent 10,000 bitcoins, which is worth
a lot of money,
that's worth a fortune today for those two pizzas, and you didn't still have those, I would think that you might regret it because there's a speculative value. Whereas the gold back, it's a $7.8 trillion market. It's a very, very different type of market than cryptocurrency. Now, about Gresham's Law, if you are using Federal Reserve notes, if you're using dollars for your daily transactions, you have to hold them, you have to bank them, you have to have them.
Mm-hmm.
Now, and if you think, well, shoot, I'm going to use these worthless dollars, you are holding your value in those dollars that you yourself are saying are worthless. Now, what I'm finding with the gold back is the people coming in, they look at me and they say, wouldn't it be amazing if I never had to have a dollar again?
Mm.
Because then if everything goes to pot, I'm not holding dollars. I don't want to play musical chairs. You know, with my wealth. And Goldback, unlike all these other gold products, is extremely convenient for the average person to use. Because I can just hand you a piece of gold, which is a little easier than paying you a Bitcoin.
Absolutely.
You know, there's no password you can't forget.
Right.
There's no internet connection. There's no don't lose your wallet, don't use your USB.
Sure, sure.
And I'm not trying to bash crypto. You know, I think there's a place for
it. You sound like you know it very well.
You know, but, you know, my grandpa's never going to figure out crypto, but he's going to understand this.
Yeah. Right? And you're right. If people are accepting
inherently it, cash has some advantages.
Right. If people are accepting it, that's going to be an important factor.
It's an important
Another
factor.
One, if I might suggest, you know, as you're talking to these business owners is, and some of them may also come up with this on their own, is, hey, I like gold. I'd like my customers to pay with gold. I should offer a discount for people who will pay with a gold back. And so there's a guy in Keene, who one of the business owners, who gives a 5% discount to anybody who will pay with crypto because he'd rather have a customer pay with crypto than pay with a dollar. So if you can talk these businesses into offering even a small, you know, 5%, something that's not that significant to the bottom line, but will incentivize a user to pull those things out instead of the dollar, I think that might
I think that's a great idea. Yeah. I think that's an absolutely great idea.
So I'm going to pick some of these up before I get out of here.
Yeah,
before
we all get
check out UtahGoldback.com, and hopefully we'll see this sprouting up in some other states once this hopefully takes off for you. Thank you, Jeremy Corden, for joining us here on Free Talk Live.
Thanks for having
me. Really appreciate it. We got more coming up here from Freedom Fest 2019.
Policies issued by American General Life Insurance Company, Houston, Texas. Not available in all states. For details, visit AIGDirect.com.
Do you have a family? Would you like to help make sure they'll be taken care of if anything were to happen to you? If you answered yes, you probably need life insurance. Now, do you think life insurance is expensive? If you answered yes to that too, you definitely need to give AIG Direct a call. We could find you $250,000 policy for just $14 a month, which means you could save hundreds of dollars a year. Call us now for a free, no-obligation quote. 1-800-919-5435. Since 1995, we've helped millions of people find out if they could save up to 70% on their term life insurance. See how affordably we can help you protect your family. Call AIG Direct now for your free quote. 1-800-919-5435. You could save up to 70%. That's 1-800-919-5435. 1-800-919-5435.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. And the IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Complement your health with hemp-derived cannabinoid oil. We've always believed that the closer to Earth, the better it is for our bodies. Our hemp-derived cannabinoid oil is phytocannabinoid-rich, full-spectrum, and organically grown. Finally, hemp made easy, clean, and effective. GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203. That's right, we cut through the red tape. It's now available at GCNHemp.com or call 877-878-4203.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $5,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-959-5759. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-959-5759. That's 1-800-959-5759. 1-800-959-5759.
Anytime, any place, anywhere. Radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
Now more Free Talk Live. Call in toll free at 855-450-FREE. That's 855-450-FREE.
It's Free Talk Live, and we're at Freedom Fest 2019. Still here, even though the event, by the time you're listening to this, was over yesterday. When we're recording it, it's still yesterday. So we're here.
We're traveling in time.
On Saturday. This has been a time warp show. We're here on Saturday. It's actually bright and early Saturday morning. Glenn Beck just got off the stage about a half hour up there, gave a speech. He brought his whiteboard with him, but he actually decided he didn't want to use it and just kind of did a speech. And it was pretty good. And, of course, Penn Jillette was up there last night. Glenn and Penn. They were up there together. So Penn Jillette did a speech, and then Glenn and Penn kind of sat up with Mark Skousen, who's the organizer here, the founder of Freedom Fest, and they kind of just had a three-person discussion up there. And it was pretty funny because Glenn complained about the chair that he was sitting in, said it was particularly uncomfortable. And
it's got a very special bottom.
And then he, at one point, he was up there for a little while, and he's like, yep, I'm still uncomfortable. He got up and then sat down on the edge of the stage, and then Penn Jillette and Mark Skousen got up and joined him. So it's kind of neat to see them just kind of sitting with their legs hanging off the end of the stage right in front of the front row. And then, you know, had a nice discussion about freedom. So I don't know if we're going to be able to get Penn Jillette in here. He's one of those guys who's super busy, and I think he probably took off shortly after the meet and greet last night. But we did get to see him in the party.
Yep.
Afterwards, which was pretty cool. And I got a picture with him. I asked him if he had been to Keen yet to eat at Fuh Keen Great, the controversial viral restaurant that he bought the T-shirt for, and he said he's not been able to get out of Vegas, but you know, hopefully he'll be able to come up there at some point. But he does have the T-shirt. So we're here. It has been a great Freedom Fest, and we can talk more about the event. But there's still more people to talk to here as we're basically doing an episode of bonus interviews. It is now the Sunday episode of Free Talk Live, and so we're going to continue with Michael Turner joining us this morning. Michael, thanks for being here.
Yeah, delighted to be here. Thank you.
Now, you are part of Turner Capital Investments,
correct.
I presume the founder. And so tell me what you do over there.
Well, basically, we're a unique asset management firm, and we my background is engineering and computer science.
So you're a programmer.
I was and had built an enterprise-level software system for the pharmaceutical research world in my first half of my professional career, and built that company up, sold it in the mid-'90s. I had money for the first time and did what I thought was the smart thing to do, and that was to take my money and put it with a big Wall Street firm and let them manage that money for me because they ought to know what to do. Yeah. That was not the smartest thing I've ever done. It took them about a year and a half to lose half of what I'd worked all my life for.
Yikes.
So I fired them a year and a half too late, decided I would manage my own money, and looked around for any kind of tools that would do something just simple. Just go out and look at all the stocks that are out there and tell me which are the best ones to buy and when to buy them.
Simple.
Simple. Everybody, you know, what's hard with that, right? So I began looking around, and sure enough, I didn't find anything that I liked.
Mm-hmm.
With my background, though, I thought, well, I'll build my own system, basically to go out and scan the universe of stocks and look at their fundamentals and look at their technicals and come back and say, here's the best ones to the worst ones. It's a pretty simple process. It takes a lot of computing processing to make that happen. But I did, and it worked out really well. That actually spawned another company. The name of that company is TurnerTrends.com, and my son's running that now. So I began, that went along fine for a while. People started coming to me saying, Mike, we love the tools that you've built, but we want you to manage my money for me. I don't want to work that hard. And so in about 2008, I began managing money for folks, and that's what I do today. Mm-hmm. But the big thing, Ian, that I have discovered, really in about the past 5 years, is that it doesn't matter what a stock's going to do or is doing. It doesn't matter how good the stock is. Doesn't matter how good the fundamentals are. Doesn't matter how much it pays in a dividend. What matters is what the market is doing. If the market's not in a bullish trend, you don't want to own anything. I went back, for example, let me tell you why I want to defend that position, because that's going to be foreign to a lot of folks.
Yeah.
I went back and I said about 5 years ago, I began doing this analysis, pulled a little research team together, and I said, I want you to go back and look at every trade I've ever made over the past 20 years, and I want you to take out every trade that I did not make, that if it was a bullish trade, if the market was not in a bullish trend, and look at the difference between how well I did only buying when the market was bullish as opposed to buying when a stock looks really good, it's moving up, and all the things right. that people look for. It was amazing what the difference was. It wasn't a little bit better.
Hmm.
It was orders of magnitude better. And so I began to look at that from the standpoint of saying, well, the market is not a part of the decision-making that you ought to go into. It is perhaps everything. In other words, if the market's not bullish, don't be bullish in anything. If the market's bearish, don't be bullish at all and be bearish. And the way I've done that now is this. If the market is trending higher and it's just a mathematical process, you don't have to guess at that. And I've developed a methodology to do that. And they can go to TurnerCapital.com and they can see how that's done. Basically, what I'm looking at is the trend of the market. If the trend is bullish, I'm bullish. I'm going to be buying good, strong, fundamentally sound stocks. If the market is bearish, I buy inverse ETFs. And inverse ETFs move up as the market goes down. Mm-hmm. I've got one model, for example, I call my Ultra model. And it does a 2X. It goes 2X up in a bull market. So if the market's going up 20%, it's going to go up about 40. But mm-hmm. what's really neat is when the market is dropping 30 or 40%, it's going up 60 to 80%. And I'm not promising that's going to happen. I'm a fiduciary, okay? I can't make promises. I'm saying that the model is designed to do that because I'm using a 2X inverse ETF to do that. And it makes all the difference in the world. What really is amazing is that my clients are looking forward to the next bear market, and they're not afraid of it. Hmm. At the same time, they're delighted if we're in a bull market. So we're playing both sides. If the market's bullish, we're bullish. If the market's bearish, we're bearish. It's just that simple.
How do you feel about cryptocurrency?
Well, it's a fiat currency. It's moving along in a lot of different directions. You don't know exactly who's going to end up being the winning
into that. Nope.
And so the way I look at things is this, is that I don't chase any of that.
Mm-hmm.
What my goal is this. I'm not looking for the next big thing that's going to happen. I'm looking to see what the market is doing. So if Trump comes out with something and it's big news, or if the crypto comes out and it's big news, or if the, you know, Amazon does something, it's big news. I don't care about that. What I care about is how the market reacts to that. If the market reacts to that information positively, then I know that that changes the trend to a bullish trend, then I'm bullish. It's just really that simple. You know, a lot of people get all wrapped around this thought process that if I don't know something about a particular thing that's going on in the market, I'm going to miss out. Whereas the market's already looking at that. The market is never wrong. It can be stupid, it can be emotional, it can be frenetic, it can do a lot of things, but it's never wrong. And so what you want to do is position your investment strategy in sync with or in line with the market. And that way you're right.
So like a bull rider never gets off the bull and says, whether he rode for 10 seconds or 8 seconds or however long he was, and he never says, the bull didn't do what he was supposed to do.
Correct. Correct. You've got to go with what the bull's doing.
Right. And you can't control what the bull's doing.
You cannot control that. And so instead of trying to
predict it, right?
Right, or predict it. And instead of trying to outguess what the market's going to do, you know, here at Freedom Fest, you've got all these people talking about what could happen, what's going to happen to the dollar, what's going to happen to gold, what's going to happen to silver, what's going to happen to crypto, and on and on and on. But they don't give you an actionable date as when it's going to occur. I know when to exactly be bullish. I know when to exactly be bearish. Not because I'm omniscient or prescient about any of that. Mm-hmm. It's because the market will tell you. And what I basically do is I show people, and in fact I show my clients how to do this, is that I'm looking at the trend of the market, how you measure that trend. We don't have time to get into the details of that, but it's not all that complicated. It's a trend-based process that you're going to ride that bull as long as the bull's going in the direction you want to go, and you're going to get off that bull when the bull is in between going bullish and then bearish. And when it turns into a bear, that's just as profitable as being on a bull. You make just as much money going down in the market as you can going up. The last thing that people don't want to do, you don't want to buy and hold, not for any reason. Buy and hold has an adage to it where you say, well, the market always comes back. It does, but it might take you 10, 15, 20 years to get back to even. Whereas instead of riding it all the way down and having to spend all that time trying to make that money back up as the market comes back up, why not make money on the way down? And then when the market does bottom, you've got all that money there ready to go to work. You don't have to wait to get back to even.
I everything you say makes perfectly good sense. I'm just kind of sitting here and wondering to myself, why hasn't somebody done this sooner?
Well, I'll tell you exactly why it's not been done. First of all, my background being engineering, computer science, I approach this from the standpoint of just math. I don't approach it from the standpoint of finance. The other is that if most asset management firms make their living off of you being in the market all the time, and so they get kickbacks from mutual funds, they get all these kind of bonuses and commissions, okay, to keep you in the market. They don't want you going in and out of the market. You know, a lot of people say, well, let's trade like Warren Buffett does. Do you think Warren Buffett can say on a Monday morning, I think I'm going to go to cash? No, he can't do that. He's physically too big. But 99.999% of the rest of the investment world is not too big. Mm-hmm. They can go to cash when they want to. They can move from a bullish strategy to a bearish strategy. And by the way, this doesn't happen every day. These trends are long-term in making. You're a long-term bull and you're a long-term bear.
Michael Turner from Turner Capital Investments at turnercapital.com. Thank you for coming on Free Talk.
Great. Thank you.
Wouldn't it be nice to wake up in the morning whenever you want and work and play whenever you felt like it? Date women under your terms instead of society's? Be a completely free man and live a completely free life? You can live this way. I'm Caleb Jones, and my staff and I have taught hundreds of thousands of men how to create low-work, high-income, location-independent businesses, and how to date women under your terms. Go to freelifeinfo.com to download 7 free books and podcasts so you can live a life like this too.
Bitcoin.com has launched a trading platform at local.bitcoin.com, allowing you to buy or sell Bitcoin Cash via dozens of payment methods like PayPal, Venmo, bank deposit, remittances, or meeting in person with cash. There are no ID requirements to sign up for and use the site, and all communications between buyers and sellers are encrypted. Finally, a global trading platform that respects your privacy. Visit local.bitcoin.com to get started trading Bitcoin Cash. Local.bitcoin.com.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Now, there is Reveal. Beverly Hills celebrity dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman took nearly a decade to develop Reveal from natural botanicals to return to a full body head of hair. Reveal for men and women with a 30-day money-back guarantee at GCNLife.com or toll-free 844-443-6637. 844-443-6637. Reveal at GCNLife.com.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement? You bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.